101.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Over 50 Kapiri Mponshi Council employees cry foul over unfair dismissal. In African news, bogus colleges in South Africa under pressure as the crackdowns yield results. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Over 50 Kapiri Mponshi Council employees whose contracts were prematurely terminated have expressed frustration over what they describe as unfair dismissal. The affected workers included casual staff, council police, and revenue collectors. The affected individuals have lamented to Kumbon Radio News that no reasons were provided for their sudden dismissal, adding that they are eager to understand the cause. The employees said being laid off has plunged them into hardship, making it difficult to support themselves and their families amid a challenging economic conditions.
On the 29th, yes, that's when I was actually starting the orphanage. Yes, I started working. Notice, of course, there were some hiccups. We didn't get our salaries at the same time as the rest of the staff. Yes. And then at some point, some of us were recalled from our workstations. Yes. So those were the signs that came before the termination.
Okay.
Then on the actual day itself, though the date, the letter is 13/11, they gave us a letter on the 15th, which is Friday last week. Okay, at the time we're getting the letters, we didn't even see them. We just found one man who was giving us the letters. We don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Like I said, they paid their former staff, their current staff at the time,
okay,
the old staff. We continued working with the hopes that they'll give us the money. They were saying, no, there's a hiccup in the payroll.
And when contacted, Kapiri Mponshi Town Council Secretary Timotha Mambalakata declined to comment. The matter is purely administrative and referred all queries to Lusaka.
The Service Commission is the right spokesperson. Yes. Our spokesperson on that, those issues.
Okay.
They should be able to advise. We don't discuss such matters.
Okay.
The right person, the commission and the corporate affairs matters. That's the one. It's only the employee. Only.
The Lusaka City Council has aids vocational training institutions to fully comply with our regulatory and documentation requirements before issuing acceptance letters to beneficiaries of the Constituency Development Fund Skills Development Bursary. Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Ulumba told Common Radio News that some institutions have been issuing provisional letters without meeting registration and accreditation standards, putting students at a disadvantage. He stressed that only institutions recognized by regulatory authorities, such as Ataveta, should issue official letters to protect students and public resources. Mr. Bulumba added that the council is committed to ensuring the bursaries empowers youths and vulnerable members with the skills that enhance employability and entrepreneurship.
We wish to emphasize that only duly registered and compliant institutions recognized by relevant regulatory authorities such as TEVETA should be able and be the only ones to issue official acceptance letters to CDF beneficiaries to ensure that they safeguard in terms of public resources and protect students from enrolling in institutions that may not meet prescribed training standards. So the City Council remained committed to ensuring that the CDF Skills Development Bursary remains one of the transformative initiatives in terms of empowering youths and vulnerable members of the community with practical skills that enhance employability and entrepreneurship.
Mapapa Village Headman Under Chief Achikupili, Lazarus Mayuya, has called for urgent intervention at Mapapa Government School in Luano District, Central Province. Headman Mayuya cited overcrowded classrooms and inadequate facilities following the destruction of a classroom block at the school. He emphasized that while the government's provision of the free education is commendable, quality learning requires a timely and sufficient investment in infrastructure. He further warned that without urgent measures, the promise of free education risks being undermined by unsafe and unsuitable learning environments. The concerns came to light after Headman Mayuya toured the Mapapa Government School, where the challenges were directly observed.
Aidi, tuarikuetia bana be schoolu, abashale sambira be ingia bana, na bana bari sambira bari bano no pari yanchita. Pantricha ringere, tuarikuwa kwa pia shukuri pire mpya kwa schoolu. Nomba pano, lo bari tako haba uteko, free education. Kwenye abana bonse baada abashale pio kwa nisho kusambira, na abuela bonse bari sambira kwa schoolu. Kwenye kutasha sana. Nomba ubuafia tukwete kovunga bumo pamonga mmapapa. Iskulu yari tumwike umutenge kwena kweba fiashichi tuwalishuwe fia kuchitapa kuma kuboko nomba tulelo mbaba anga tuwafu wapalichi pantoba na beskulu wale sambida mushi ya simuti walelo kwa nemfula mushi ya simuti.
Ndola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa has warned head teachers and teachers against engaging politics, cautioning that those who persist risk disciplinary action. Ms. Njekwa emphasized that civil servants, particularly teachers, should focus on working with the government of the day rather than getting involved in unnecessary political activities. She also directed the District Education Board Secretary Debs to take action against teachers found engaging in political discourse, noting that some have been speaking negatively about the current government and the Republican president.
You are a head teacher. Someone speaks evil about the head of state. You are white. Why are you fighting? Why are you doing this to your teacher? So if you are coming to this place, then you will be disciplined. And if you are not disciplined, these head teachers will encourage what you need at their school. You will be disciplined. Because you can't allow that. I need social media.